Thank you, Madam Chair. Today I'd like to take a step back and look at the overall picture of what are the elements that will make up the package of deliverables at MC9. The starting point for this consideration is the mandate that we received from ministers at MC8. That mandate included a number of decisions and a series of political guidelines that are the compass directing our path towards Bali. Some of them, such as the strengthening, streamlining, operationalization of the guidelines for the accession of LDCs, have already been delivered. That was an important sign of commitment and political will, as well as a lesson for the work ahead. MC8 also asked for a reinvigoration of the work program on e-commerce, for a report on progress related to the work program on small economies, to make recommendations concerning TRIPS non-violation and situation complaints, and to undertake focus work in the CTD, all of which are being advanced in their respective bodies. At the informal TNC meeting last Friday, we focused on the DDA elements that are being developed as part of the deliverables for Bali, namely trade facilitation, agriculture, and development / LDC issues. The message that we would all have taken away from that discussion on Friday is, in my view, pretty clear. Run faster, or you will not make it to the Bali finishing line. So I would like to encourage you, like I did last week, to step up your engagement, listen to each other, and accelerate work on all fronts. I also mentioned that consideration of the extension of the transition period for LDCs under TRIPS 66.1 is needed. It has to be urgently looked into, given that the July deadline is fast approaching. Aid for trade is another area that has to be added to the MC9 basket of deliverables. Preparation for the fourth global review on 8th to 10th July are advancing well. Our monitoring exercise is harvesting a rich crop of unique information on how developing countries, and in particular LDCs, are seeking to connect to value chains and on how donors are supporting this process. What really makes this year exercise unique is the information from the private sector. More than 600 replies have been received so far, and still counting. Particularly impressive is the geographic spread. The replies have come in from over 120 countries and territories, from Antigua to Zimbabwe, but some are still missing, notably from several partner countries that replied in 2011. The final cutoff is the end of this month, and I would urge you to get your reply in. Beware, you may find that even if your government hasn't replied, your private sector has. All this information means that we have the basis for a rich debate at the fourth global review, and I shall be issuing an information note on preparation for the review before the next CTD on Aid for Trade, which will take place on March 13th. As we all know, the global review is a rigorous health check for the Aid for Trade initiative. It's an opportunity to discuss how we can use Aid for Trade for development. It's a moment to refocus our efforts on supporting those countries that are still marginal to the trading system. These themes have immediate relevance for the ministerial conference in Bali, and I fully expect the July review to set the groundwork for a robust work program which MC9 could take forward. Looking at other venues, and several delegations touched on this at the last informal TNC, there could also be space for a positive outcome in other negotiating areas, such as the ITA, where technical discussions are taking place to expand the product and member coverage of the agreement, or in government procurement, where work is now focusing on bringing into effect the revised agreement of last year. So, in conclusion, we have the map, the timeline to get to Bali. We all know it will take hard work, honest negotiations, and a lot of goodwill to get there. With only around 20 weeks of work between now and the summer break, we need acceleration across the board in order to get there. At the TNC on April 11th, we will have the next opportunity to assess collectively progress in individual areas as well as horizontally. And I call upon you all to utilize the time between now and then productively and with result-oriented might. Let me, in closing, Madam Chair, also mention that the panel on defining the future of trade, which I announced at MC8, will be releasing its report in early April. Thank you.